Welcome to Epitaph The Others, a special bonus series exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. In The Others, we will explore stories that fit with the season's theme, but that, for whatever reason, we couldn't quite get into the main series. In some episodes, The Others will add more detail to one of the stories that we covered in our main series. Some will tell the stories of investigations that we consider unresolved, where we couldn't quite find conclusive parallels between legend and real life. And some will tell the stories that we feel we were somehow able to debunk. This is a companion series to Epitaph, and a thank you to those of you who keep Epitaph going. I'm Jason, and this is Epitaph, The Others. It's known to locals in Louisville and Fairdale, Kentucky, as Hot Rod Haven. Or at least, it was from the 1940s to the 1970s. On a map, it's called Mitchell Hill Road. It's a long, twisting two-lane with a number of straightaways followed by tight corners. It was a popular place for teenagers to test their cars and their racing skills, and according to legend, many of them didn't make it back. The story goes that two of those people were a girl and her boyfriend who, on the night of September 23, 1950, were said to be on their way to a high school dance. The boy took a corner a bit too fast, and in the ensuing crash, they were both killed. On what was believed to be the 50th anniversary of their deaths, an investigator with the American Ghost Society retraced their route, and what he found was truly unbelievable. Mitchell Hill Road is a winding road that runs through the wooded hills of Jefferson County, just to the south of Louisville, Kentucky. From the 1940s to the 1970s, young people, mostly young men, would gather atop Mitchell Hill near an old cemetery to race their cars against each other. In the 40s and 50s, it was roadsters. In the 60s and 70s, it was American muscle cars. They had chosen the road because of the danger it offered. The straightaways and the incline allowed racers to build up enough speed that the sudden tight corners could be lethal. Drivers taking the straights too fast or the corners too wide found themselves skidding into drainage ditches alongside the road, into trees, or into utility poles. According to the legends, the road claimed more than 25 lives in the 40 years it was used as a racetrack, which would earn it a place amongst Kentucky's most lethal stretches of road. Those deaths and its hilltop cemetery earned Mitchell Hill Road a reputation for the supernatural, too. Depending on which book you pick up, though, you may find different ghost stories attached to it. One version, written about by Dan Asfar in his book Haunted Highways, is about a sleek roadster, first spotted in the 1960s. It's described as luminescent, white and vaguely transparent. Though people who reported seeing the phantom car could see someone behind the wheel, no one could clearly make out the driver. The car always appears on the longest straightaway of Mitchell Hill Road, passing through other vehicles and then flying off the road when it hits its sharp left turn. According to Asfar, it's been seen with other phantom vehicles. Ghostly GTOs, Novas, Chargers, Stingrays, and Mustangs have all supposedly been seen racing down the side of Mitchell Hill, disappearing just as they fly off the road. The other legend of Hot Rod Haven, though, is why we're discussing it this week. A young woman and her date, on their way to a school dance, were speeding down Mitchell Hill Road, missed one of its abrupt turns, and both of them were killed. The variation that this local legend provides is that the parents of these young people had them buried together, side by side for eternity, in Mitchell Hill Cemetery. Since then, she's been seen, both waiting alongside the roadway to catch a ride to the curve where the vehicle crashed, or walking through the gravestones of Mitchell Hill Cemetery at the top of the hill. In 2000, Keith Age, an American Ghost Society investigator, verified the truth behind this story. Just like we do here, Age said that he went through Jefferson County records to see if an accident like the one reported had actually taken place, to see if it was real or just an urban legend. He said that he had found an accident that closely resembled the legend. Roy Clark and Sarah Mitchell had both been killed on the night of September 23, 1946, 4 years earlier than the legend suggested. Clark had lost control of his car coming down Mitchell Hill. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. What's more, as it turns out, Mitchell Hill Cemetery is a family cemetery for the Mitchell family. Age wrote that he retraced the route of their deadly accident the night of September 23, 2000, which, at that time, was thought to have been the 50th anniversary of their deaths. He drove Mitchell Hill Road from the cemetery and then back to it before investigating the graveyard. And once there, Age claims that he actually found their gravesite. After several minutes, we found their stone. One single stone marked both of their graves. In loving memory, September 23, 1946, Age claimed. His claims were picked up by other authors. His story was reprinted in the Haunted Kentucky section of Troy Taylor's website, Prairie Ghosts. It also appeared in Alan Brown's Haunted Kentucky, Ghosts and Strange Phenomena of the Bluegrass State. And of course, it's been repeated across the internet. After all, an urban legend with confirmed details is exciting stuff, and that's what first drew me to this story. But one of the things about doing these sorts of investigations, where the focus is more on the historical record than on legend tripping to local places, is that I believe you get a clearer and more accurate picture of what did or didn't really happen. And in this case, after digging into the details, I think that the legends of Hot Rod Haven have a number of serious flaws. To add a layer of confusion, we need to start by knowing that there is more than one road known as Hot Rod Haven in the Louisville area. The two legends in this story refer to Hot Rod Haven and label it specifically as Mitchell Hill Road, south of Louisville in Fairdale, Kentucky. They both say that the events that inspired their ghost stories happened sometime between the 1940s and the 1970s on Mitchell Hill Road. But in looking for ghost stories related to Hot Rod Haven, in every reference in Louisville area newspapers that I could find, over a span of the last 40 years dating back to the 1970s, in Louisville, the name Hot Rod Haven also appears to belong to St. Anthony Church Road. One newspaper article makes a direct reference to it, stating, quote, "Off of the legendary Hot Rod Haven, also known as St. Anthony Church Road," end quote. Another article profiles a woman who, quote, "had grown up in Louisville's South End, near twisting two lanes like Manslick and Palatka Roads, where streets had nicknames like Hot Rod Haven," end quote. This is less direct, of course, but in Louisville, Manslick connects to both Palatka and to St. Anthony Church Road. In Fairdale, though, an entirely different Manslick Road also connects to Mitchell Hill Road. In Facebook groups for people who grew up in Louisville, when someone mentions, quote, "I grew up on St. Anthony Church Road, better known as Hot Rod Haven," end quote, everyone chimes in with their memories of racing on that road, how dangerous it was, and looking back, how lucky they were to have survived it. Both roads were known for young people driving way too fast. In 1953, County Attorney A. Scott Hamilton said that he was working to do something about breaking up those teenage gangs, several of whom had been arrested after the county had received complaints that hot rodders were racing on Mitchell Hill Road. 2 years later, in 1955, Judge Bertram C. Van Arsdale ordered that the speed limit on St. Anthony Church Road be reduced to 35 miles an hour. The following night, county police officers arrested four drivers and cited 13 others for speeding on that road. Three of those drivers were arrested within 5 minutes of each other, all of them going over 60 miles an hour, and one of them going over 75 in the new 35 mile per hour zone. But though St. Anthony Church Road and Mitchell Hill Road were known for young people racing, between the two roads, I couldn't find the more than two dozen fatal accidents that these legends both speak of. In fact, in searching the Louisville Courier-Journal's archives, I couldn't find two dozen accidents total. Which brings up the first issue. Not only were there not reports of accidents in the numbers that the legends speak of all of the accident reports that I could find, though there were often serious injuries reported, only three of the accidents on either road resulted in fatalities. In 1938, 49-year-old Lewis Humphrey jumped from an out-of-control farm truck after its brakes had failed in the rain on Mitchell Hill Road. Lewis Humphrey didn't fit the age profile for the legend, but there were two other fatal accidents that involved teenage boys and their female companions. In 1952, two-month-old John Gilpin Jr. died of a cerebral hemorrhage after an accident in which the car, driven by his 18-year-old father, swerved into a ditch off of Mitchell Hill Road. His 16-year-old mother was hospitalized with a broken leg, and his 15-month-old sister was unhurt. In 1957, 16-year-old John Jeffrey Higgins died of multiple skull fractures, a crushed chest, and fractures of both legs after losing control of his car on St. Anthony Church Road. The car went out of control, rounding a corner, struck a tree, and then rolled down an embankment. Two female passengers in his car were injured, though not seriously, and three other teenage boys in the car were unhurt. A fourth death, though not an automobile accident per se, occurred on Mitchell Hill Road when, in 1958, Thomas H. Stinson died of a heart attack while driving. But as you may have noticed, the people who died in these accidents were all male. If the legend is to be believed, I have trouble explaining why the ghost of a young woman would be appearing at Mitchell Hill Cemetery and riding down the hill to the curve where she died if no young women ever actually died there. I was willing to concede, however, that my failure to locate a story doesn't necessarily mean that no women had died. It simply means that I was unable to find a newspaper article detailing it. That, then, brings us to our second issue, which is with the specific identification of Sarah Mitchell and Roy Clark and their supposed burial in Mitchell Hill Cemetery. In setting out to find the story of Sarah Mitchell and Roy Clark, their deaths at Hot Rod Haven, and their burial together in Sarah's family cemetery at the top of the hill where they died, I found instead that none of those details could be verified. Thanks to a combination of taphophiles, that is, people who love visiting cemeteries, and the digitization of burial records, you no longer actually have to go to cemeteries in person and look at the headstones to find out who's buried there. In most cases, you can view the permanent residence of nearly every graveyard in America on a website such as findagrave.com. H claimed that he had found and photographed their vandalized grave, which is a bit problematic as it doesn't appear that anyone named Roy Clark is buried at Mitchell Hill Cemetery. There are two Sarah Mitchells buried there, yes, but neither of those fit the legend. One was Sarah Jane Capel Mitchell, who died in 1916 at 73 years old. She was married at the time to Dennis Mitchell, her second husband, when she passed. The other was Sarah Jane Mitchell Welch, who, after passing in 1923 at the age of 58, was buried next to her first husband, Edward Wayne Griffin. It's safe to say that an automobile accident on the way to a school dance was unlikely to be the cause of either of their deaths. But even though we couldn't find their burials, just in case those were missed, we also decided to see if we could at least find a record of their deaths. And that's where we ran into our third issue. While it was probably more difficult to check claims like those Age put forth when he first published them without actually showing up at the local county records offices, libraries, and historical societies, many of the records Age said that he searched are now digitized and available online. There are searchable databases on genealogy websites like Ancestry.com and, in most cases, viewable copies of death certificates of everyone who died in a certain county. No death certificates seem to exist for either Sarah Mitchell or Roy Clark for the date that he claims. In fact, no one by the name of Roy Clark appears to have died in Jefferson County, Kentucky, in the entire 20-year period from 1940 to 1960. And the only Sarah Mitchells to have died in those two decades were both well into their 80s. While it's possible, though I think implausible, that a ghostly automobile still races down Mitchell Hill Road, I can find nothing to hint at a reason as to why the ghost of a young woman would still be haunting there. In looking for any reference to this story outside of those rooted in Keith Age's tale, searching the Digital Commons databases for folklore articles published at both the University of Kentucky and Western Kentucky University for ghost stories or legends associated with Hot Rod Haven came up entirely empty. There were no references to ghostly vehicles, nor was there any reference to the young woman who died on her way to a dance. Unfortunately, the only conclusion that I'm able to come to on this particular legend is that it is entirely fiction. In digging through the old newspaper articles, I was able to determine that, as with most locations where local teenagers hung out late at night and consumed, shall we say, perception-altering substances, there was a spooky tale tied to Hot Rod Haven. On December 26th of 1977, Bill Ozinski, a staff writer for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, published an article detailing how the hilltop graveyard at Hot Rod Haven had become, at least according to two men in their early 20s going by their CB radio names of D-Dot and Green Machine, the haunt of unfriendly figures in black robes. According to the men, a hooded figure dressed in black came running toward them from the top of the hill when they got out of their car one night. As they got back into their car and sped away, they claimed to have noticed another figure watching them from the top of a hill inside the cemetery. A few nights later, when they gathered the courage to return, they claimed to have seen a group of these black-clad figures gathered around a grave holding candles. Unsurprisingly, there was no corroboration for their story. Police said that the cemetery is quiet and peaceful at night, and neighbors hadn't reported anything unusual going on. The reporter describes the old cemetery at the top of the hill as fenced with a church nearby that maintains the cemetery, and with an access road where D-Dot, Green Machine, the Panama Kid, and others out there to race their cars would park. Though Mitchell Hill Cemetery is indeed at the top of a hill, as near as I can tell, it fails all of the other descriptors. From photos that I can find, there's no fence, and it doesn't look as though there's ever been one. It's a family cemetery that was once on family property. In other words, there's a reason why there are so many Mitchells buried in Mitchell Hill Cemetery on the top of Mitchell Hill Road. But that also means that there's no church associated with it. And there's no cemetery access road for parking and drinking before or after racing because really, the little corner lot where Mitchell Hill Cemetery is located is so small that it doesn't really need one. This is, I believe, because the hilltop cemetery adjacent to Hot Rod Haven that Ozinski visited with D-Dot and Green Machine, though Ozinski doesn't give its name, wasn't Mitchell Hill Cemetery, but instead, St. Andrew's Cemetery on St. Anthony Church Road. Apart from D-Dot and Green Machine's story of the men in black robes, the only other legend that could be found regarding the cemetery next to Hot Rod Haven had to do with the statue of the Virgin Mary. According to the legend, before each race, the drivers would hold one of the statue's hands. If the hand was warm, the drivers would be safe. But if it was cold, someone racing would die that night. As near as I can tell, no such statues, or really any statues, exist at the Mitchell Hill Cemetery. However, though I haven't been able to locate it personally, it isn't hard to imagine that there could be a statue of the Virgin Mary at a Catholic cemetery like St. Andrew's. These days, rather than chasing hot rodders away, Louisville encourages people to come show off their classic muscle cars and roadsters when Cardinal Hill Baptist Church, also on St. Anthony Church Road, plays host to the annual Hot Rod Haven Car Show. If you decide to visit, though, please be careful and watch your speed when taking the corners. From what I hear, they're the stuff of legend. I'm your host, Jason. Thanks for listening.